Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 20th through 22nd at the new Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. The latest for farm and ranch, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations and gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at Oklahoma City Farm Show.com.
While Congress remains out of Washington, D.C. for a second week, this week after Easter, the Trump administration this last week, while Congress was away, continued to make inroads into some of the regulatory issues that have been brought up by the previous administration, including the so-called GPSA rule. Kim Mashoff is president of the National Pork Producers Council. He says that MPPC, as well as the cattle industry, very much concerned about that GPSA rule if it was to be put into effect. Right now, though, it's been delayed by 6 months and could go away altogether. Mashoff says that would be a good thing.
It would likely restrict the buying and selling of livestock, and the intended outcome was certainly not to lead to consolidation in the livestock industry and put farmers out of business, but we think that's exactly what would happen. It would consolidate the industry. Packers would essentially say, well, the safest route is to own our own livestock and control our own supply rather than be at risk at every turn of having these type of disputes.
National Pork Producers Council, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, among the groups saying hip hip hooray for the delay of the GPSA rule. American Farm Bureau saying it's okay for the pork and for the beef boys. Poultry rules need to be revised, though, they say. And you've got populist cattle groups like RCAF saying that we need the GPSA rules desperately to keep big ag from taking advantage of individual producers. All this week is the Winter Canola Spring Field Tour that's underway starting today in southwestern Oklahoma and then continuing throughout the canola producing belt of Oklahoma in southwest, west central, central, and northern parts of the state. Ron Scholler is executive director with the Great Plains Canola Association.
Great opportunity to see replicated plots, talk to your neighbors, talk to the experts, and then there will be one on the 24th up in Miami, Oklahoma. So they can see where these will be held and get directions to them by going on the OSU Division of Agriculture Plant and Soil Sciences website. It's all listed right there. They can tell where they are and when they are and how to get there.
You can also go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, click on the calendar button on the left-hand side of any page, and you'll see the complete listing of them on a county and or location by location basis for all of this week, and then the one for next week as well in northeastern Oklahoma. Coming later this year, Census of Agriculture forms are going to be mailed out by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Every 5 years, they count every farm, ranch, and those who operate them. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, April 22nd at noon. The sale features over 700 head of bred heifers and cows, pairs, open heifers, and bulls. The sale will feature 80 Angus first calf heifer pairs, 60 Angus influence first calf heifer pairs, 20 Brangus first calf heifer pairs, and many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.